"Mr. Wemmick," said I, "I want to ask your opinion. I'm very desirous to serve a friend who is trying to get on in commercial life and has no money."
"With money down," said Wemmick, in a tone drier than any sawdust.
"With some money down, and perhaps some anticipation of my expectations."
"Mr. Pip," said Wemmick,
"I should like to just run over with you on my fingers, if you please, the names of the various bridges up as high as Chelsea Reach. Well, let's see. There's London, 1, Southwark, 2, Blackfriars, 3, Waterloo, 4, Westminster, 5, Vauxhall, 6.
He had checked off each bridge in its turn with the handle of his safe key on the palm of his hand.
"Well, there's as many as 6, you see, to choose from."
"I don't understand you," said I.
"Choose your bridge, Mr. Pip," returned Wemmick, "and take a walk upon your bridge and pitch your money into the Thames over the centre arch of your bridge, and you know the end of it.
Serve a friend with it, and you may know the end of it too, but it's a less pleasant and profitable end."
"Well, this is very discouraging," said I.
"Meant to be so," said Wemmick.
"Well, then it is your opinion," I inquired with some little indignation, "that a man should never invest portable property in a friend," said Wemmick.
"Certainly he should not."
"Well, unless, of course, he wants to get rid of the friend. Then it becomes a question of how much portable property it may be worth to get rid of him."